The weekly news article audio. Today in Science and Environment. In New York City, scuba divers' love for the sport becomes a mission to collect undersea garbage. A group of scuba divers went diving in New York City. They've seen pretty sea creatures like crabs, sea robins, blackfish, and angelfish. But that's not all they've seen. There were plastic bottles, candy wrappers, and a very long fishing line too. These pieces of litter are endangering sea life and make the divers worry. The litter may not always be seen from the shore, but it has been a concern of the founder of the dive school Superdive, Nicole Zelik. 4 years ago, she started monthly cleanups at a small bay in the community of Far Rockaway. "Every month we have a prize for the weirdest find," she said. According to Nick Mallows, the vice president of the group Ocean Conservancy, there are many ambitious cleanup projects to get more of the floating litter in deeper waters. But small-scale coastal cleanups like Zelik's are an important part of the battle against ocean pollution. Every September, the group does a month of international coastal cleanups. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.